How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
Segment two is always sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids. Farmers, we know that volume discounts are a major factor when ordering seed, and oftentimes discounts are lost buying from multiple brands. But Beck's has the most diverse lineup in the marketplace. Go to beckshybrids.com for a full farm quote. And always remember the three F's, faith, family, and farming at Beck's Hybrids.
It's almost like Sonny and Trevor ordered this weather. I don't know if you can have better moisture weather than this. It's coming down so soft and light. So there's no runoff, Jake. There's no runoff, and that's gonna benefit the Beck's.
Runoff. Yeah,
there's no runoff, guys. Look at it.
Runoff.
Yeah, just slowly, just it's like it's melting into the earth, like that.
And that's kind of nice.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Just absorbing.
And it's dark. And it's rainy. It's like you're in
London.
You
like this, don't you?
Yes.
This is my Bill's happy.
This is my vacation weather.
I can't say I like it.
This is my vacation weather.
I wish I could say it.
Yes.
I like the sunshine more now.
Tell you one thing, who's got a big weekend ahead of him? Sonny. Yeah, Indiana goes to the Shoe.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Indiana goes to the Shoe.
What a weekend it will be, because Kansas plays Colorado at Arrowhead. And that, okay, so that game's
hot
11,
right now.
Right?
Yeah.
You're the kickoff time that you love more than anything.
Yes.
11 a.m.
Bill loves big noon.
Ohio State's get six games in a row?
Six in a row to close the season. 11
in a row.
Big noon kickoff.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, then the 2:30 game playing simultaneously as Nebraska is Colorado and Kansas at Arrowhead.
KU's fighting back for a bowl game. Yeah.
They're taking a machete to the Big 12. Beat Iowa State. Beat BYU on the road. Beat BYU on the road?
Yeah, that's an incredible game to watch. There were some things happening. That game was wow.
I watched it. We should tell.
Yeah.
And then now they get a shot at Colorado. At Arrowhead. Love to see it. Would love to see that game.
Well, it is now time for a Monday edition of Head Scratchers. Bill, where are you going today for Head Scratchers in college football?
Well, I think it's not a loss, but did anybody predict 16-13 Oregon?
No.
16-13 Oregon?
No. The spread was 14 Oregon.
Nobody predicted that.
No.
Who did?
I'm sure someone probably put a wager on Wisconsin, but that game was I was able to see almost all of it. And there also was a bizarre call late in the game. Late in the game, they're in clear field goal range. They being Oregon to go up by six. And it looked from watching like to score a touchdown would be very hard against Oregon to do. And they went fake field goal with like 2.5 minutes to go. They went fake field goal and didn't get it.
I missed that part.
They went fake field goal and didn't get it. So Wisconsin's got the ball back just down three. And so in
16-13.
Was it a pass or what did they try to do? Run or pass?
A run. It was a run. It's kind of an off tackle. Okay. Not a bad play. Had a chance to work. It was just one of those calls where you go, if something would have went bad in that game, that would have been tough. But I kind of liked the call. I enjoyed watching it. Kansas 17, BYU 13. There's a couple things. Crazy play right before halftime. I'm watching the game that they have first and two at the two with
who's
BYU. And they have two timeouts. It's like 30 seconds left. And I'm like, run the ball, run the ball. You have two timeouts, run the ball. Nope. He throws a fade ball, and it was the most horrific pass terrible. I've ever seen. And Kansas picks it off in the end zone. They pick it off
bad
to
throw.
End the half. Oh, it's horrible throw. And they had a guy. They ran a little red zone route, which is pretty popular. And they had another guy wide open in the back of the end zone. No, but he throws a horrible pass.
It
that
was
cost
bad.
Him.
That was a horrible.
And then
throw
late in the game, which is shocking, when it was like 4th and 14, They bring the offense back out, they being Kansas, to not think that there's a chance that the quarterback might punt it. He punts it, and it hits the Kansas – I mean, it hits the BYU player in the helmet.
Him in the helmet.
They get the ball at the five. That's how they score. That's how they win the game.
Yep.
Off of a pooch punt by the quarterback. That's how they won.
And it hits off his helmet as he's running down the field.
No. Yeah. It was Whoa. Unbelievable. It was unbelievable.
It was.
Picked dead last. I think it's whatever, 18 out of 18 or 16 out of 16, whatever the number is. I don't know what it is for the Big 12. But that Arizona State 24, K-State 14. Complete ass kicking.
In Manhattan.
Complete ass kicking.
How many wins they got?
Unbelievable.
Seven, right?
No, they're 8-2. They were picked dead last.
Dillingham.
And they are right in the mix to make the Big 12 championship game, which means you're in the mix for the playoffs.
That would be a huge story.
He came in last year. They went 3-9.
I will say this.
Scataboo.
I'm not diminishing their accomplishment only a little bit. Their schedule was incredibly easy. I mean,
they're picked dead last, though.
If you looked at their schedule going in, you go, that schedule?
But did anyone have them beaten K-State in Manhattan?
No, by 10. No, that's
didn't it. Score in the second half. It was 24-7 to start at halftime, something like that.
Is Dillingham a Lanning guy? He came from Oregon.
Yes.
Yeah.
So incredible job by him. This is the top head scratcher. So this would also should be up for Coach of the Year. New Mexico 38, Washington State 35.
Scratcher. I saw
New Mexico beats number 18 Washington State, who was 8-1.
Right.
And they go to Albuquerque and Bronco beats them.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Broncos one game away from a bowl game with that team.
5-6 right now.
Yeah. Where's the record starting off?
And they go to Hawaii.
No, where are they?
They started off like 0-4.
They were 0-4, so I'm saying
0-4. Incredible. Also, they lost a couple games they really shouldn't have. I mean, they lost to Wyoming in an incredible game. They played Colorado State tough. It's incredible. Stanford, 38. Louisville, 35. Yeah. Number 19, Louisville.
Yeah.
How about this one, though? They lose on the field goal. They gave up 20 yards of penalties. They gave up a 15-yard personal foul. Being Louisville, got the penalty. Gave Stanford, get them in position to make the kick. And then they jumped offsides also. They jumped offsides, and they make about a 42-yarder to whatever it was to win it.
What do you always say?
Stanford is horrible.
What do you always say?
You lose more
than you win.
They lost that one. I couldn't imagine the flight home.
Louisville led 35-21 with 9:44 to go in the game and lost 38-35 in regulation.
Close the deal.
Oh, and I said, and they won the game. Stanford won it at home in front of hundreds of people.
It was ACC, great ACC matchup.
Louisville, this is not great. The capacity, which is always high, is it 18,000 for the game? It listed as 18, which of course is not. They're saying it's already low. 18,000.
Tops 10,000. Tops of 10,000.
That's all they're getting?
That's the inflated number. That's the inflated number.
It's incredible.
Did they storm there?
How do you recruit to that?
Well, Stanford recruits to one thing. They recruit to your Stanford.
Academia.
Come get your Stanford education.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's what they recruit. Also, the hard thing is when Stanford has people leaving, which they do. Last year, starting O-lineman for Michigan is from Stanford.
Really?
So Stanford, how are you gonna replace them in the portal?
JUCOs.
I think there's some guys at Contra Costa College we can get in here.
Sacramento City.
Hey, GPA is strong.
So that's a wow. Florida 27, LSU 16. Ooh. Did you see the time of possession for LSU?
Yeah. No.
They had the ball 41 minutes and 30 seconds.
And lost by 11.
They had it 44. It was 41-30 to 18.
41 minutes.
41 minutes, scored 17.
What I love is every time they lose, Brian Kelly's just getting just blasted. Yelling at players. Players yelling at him. It's every week.
So I have right down here, yelling. Yelling both ways. Yelling at players. Players yelling back at Brian Kelly.
He told a guy that
things
he's
good.
Uncoachable.
Yeah.
He told him, you're uncoachable.
Wow.
On the sideline. Like, but it wasn't just, you're uncoachable. There was some
expletives. There's something else with it.
Yeah, yeah.
You're
expletive.
Things are going well for Brian.
Yeah. Bad look. He loses his mind a little bit.
That right now being, I think they have four losses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Six and four.
6-4. That's a tough two games right now. Those last two games of having them ready to go, that will be very, very difficult.
Bad season.
They
host Vanderbilt this weekend.
Just remember a year and a half after Ed Ogeron put together, arguably at least in the conversation of the best football team ever put together in college football, he was let go. So where are you at right now with
a guy from Worcester, Massachusetts coaching in the Bayou,
who's crazy.
That doesn't seem to fit that well.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. And if you had a chance to watch, it's not really a head scratcher, but the South Carolina Missouri game was borderline incredible. I mean,
Carolina gets it done.
It was unbelievable. And South Carolina's defense has been remarkable. They got crushed in the second half. Missouri got after them. So you're watching the game, and the play calling was brilliant. It's like, okay, hang on here. Now, they kind of got the field goal wrapped up for overtime. Do they try to win it? And if you throw a pick or something, you never get over it. South Carolina, made it. They drove the ball back down. They throw a great play. They go shovel pass. And it goes for about 22, and there was four missed tackles into the end zone. They win. That scene at South Carolina was incredible.
Do they got seven now?
I think they're 7-3.
Yeah,
7-3. And you would not want to play South Carolina right now. That's a team because Sellers, their quarterback, playing very, very good.
Paul Beamer.
Yeah, but I used to have to. I used to have to manage this like crazy through the remote control. And then I had the quad box. Which changed my life.
The quad box is what you'll be going to all the time.
The quad box is going to happen. Well,
you would love the quad box.
Yeah,
I think I would.
It's when you have that and you have the big TV, it's a wow.
You don't need channel return.
Yeah.
Because there's four games right there. Watch.
Remember that wall at the airport Marriott, the TV wall?
Yeah.
It's like a one big quad box.
Yeah, that'd be a nice. Yeah. And you sat there with Chattel?
The TV wall. Yeah, me and Chattel. Yeah. We sat there watching Kansas BYU. It was fun. It was fun.
Also, it had to be nice because out there it was like 7:30.
Early.
Early. So you
watched all the games.
You finished washing it, probably had a little snack and went to bed.
I had a couple of Jack and Cokes. Felt good. Ooh, that felt good.
What about $22 a piece?
They were.
Oh, yeah.
$48.
$48.
$48. Spot on call.
This is not
I
Texas
Roadhouse. For three.
This is not Texas Roadhouse.
No. That is.
You called it. They're right. Like $20.
That is Head Scratchers, sponsored by Beck Hybrids. When we come back, Song of the Day and Bill's Thrills next on Early Break in the Ticket.
The Thrills.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets.
and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.